I kind of like doing racist stuff.
I know you do. And it makes me really uncomfortable.
You don't like my accents?
I don't like your accents.
You don't like all
the... I don't like the fucking fact that everything racist you say, you fucking edit out. And every time I say anything racist, like I
every fucking hilarious joke I say somehow never makes it.
Because it always winds up on the cutting room floor because it's racist.
Oh.
Employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, Season 4, features pointed analysis and thoughtful commentary from main guy, this guy, and that guy.
Hello, and welcome to Employee Number One, the Industrial Accident Podcast. I'm main guy, the Grand Wizard. I'm joined with my co-host, this guy.
Peter Winkler. My name's Peter Winkler.
Peter Winkler. Is that like a butthole kind of thing?
No.
Oh.
Because it starts out with Peter.
Yeah, but it was winking. That
only in your world does a Peter belong in a butthole.
He said Winkler.
It was winking at the butthole.
And what's your name, this guy? That guy?
I'm having a shag.
Is that Irish?
British.
Okay.
Same thing.
Research department.
Fair enough.
How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I think we should touch on the subject of race tonight.
And I'm opposed to that.
Why?
He doesn't like
you're racist?
Racing.
No, I'm definitely not a racist. I just think that's a sensitive subject.
Are you an e-racist?
Ooh.
Can I have a definition, please?
Oh.
Yeah, racist.
They don't
is...
like people that start with E.
No, I thought it was like a regular racist
Evan?
That ran on batteries. Racist categories tonight. Bus. Car.
Rosa Parks.
Golf cart. Face, tire, and tree. And there's a bonus one that's going to be at the very end.
Okay.
For the $5 tier on Patreon.
I think you could find something like actually racist with every single one of the categories you picked just by the name.
Yes. Of course. Yeah.
And he picked you to pick the first one.
It's all about the double entendre. What you got there, this guy?
Go golf cart.
Golf cart for old Peter Winkler.
For the win.
You know what golf and being 54 have in common? Takes a lot of strokes to get it in the hole. All right.
My God, I'm laughing at his dumbass joke.
The world is really coming to an end.
Well, I'm 55 and I get it. So
I'm 54 and it takes a while to get it. Inspection number 153.0776.015 or something. Okay, this was in Baltimore, Maryland, but for some reason, the address is in Stamford, Connecticut. Those places are very close to each
other. They are. I mean, we live, you know, in a state where you got to drive like 6 hours to get to another
part
of the
state.
To get out
of the state, yeah.
Yeah, and those states, like, you drive for 2 hours and you've gone through three states.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's so much traffic that driving for 2 hours is only 17 miles.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 o'clock p.m., May 12th, 2021. Employee number one was working as a technician for an events rental company, and he was attempting to drive a golf cart through the access tunnel of a race course.
Okay.
Employee number one was accompanied by coworker number one, who was his passenger. I think that's kind of inherent in the whole thing he was accompanying him.
Yeah. But
coworker number two was driving a rough terrain forklift powered industrial vehicle through the tunnel when he collided with employee number one's cart.
The two fucking guys in the cart were impaled.
Oh, shit.
Employee number one was ejected, striking the canopy, the steering wheel, and finally the concrete roadway.
Yeah. As happens.
That's why you don't joust
in
a...
There's no seatbelts in golf carts.
Remember we were talking about not being able to joust in a tunnel?
Yes.
Employee number one was hospitalized to treat multiple blunt force trauma injuries to his head and sternum.
But he pulled through, huh?
From the impacts, plural.
He bounced, did he?
Yeah. Hey, fines, fees, penalties?
What happened to passenger number one?
It doesn't say. It never goes anywhere.
He just walked away.
Yeah, evidently this powered industrial vehicle forklift only had one fork.
It was a unicorn.
Jesus Christ.
Prong lift.
Hey, among the keywords, there's a bunch of keywords, but what jumps out at me is misjudgment.
That could be on every one of these, couldn't it?
I mean, yeah. Okay.
Stupidity, misjudgment.
That guy. Were there fines, fees, or penalties?
Parental inbreeding.
It's a little far north for that.
Fines, fees, penalties, that guy. What do you think?
Hell yeah.
No, there weren't.
There was no horn. You didn't have the lights or anything. Like, the forklift didn't have its lights on. The golf cart didn't have its lights on. The horn wasn't clearly sounded before entering the tunnel. The seat belt and lap belts were not attached.
Forklifts don't have seat belts.
Forklifts have seat belts.
Or not.
Golf carts.
Forklifts have seat belts, son.
Golf carts.
Yeah.
He's not forklift certified.
I was, but not anymore.
No, as soon as you change jobs, you lose that, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to be individually forklift certified for different forklifts.
Like, even when I had my certificate.
Is that like having a pilot's license and you're only rated to fly a Cessna something?
That's not how it works.
No.
Whoa. He got real serious real quick, didn't
he? Yeah, you know.
If I could chuckle butt to you, if I could pilot's license, that's not how that works. You just don't understand. Ground dweller.
WWDSD. What would David Spade do?
Okay. Have this fucking little turd on the runway clean out my shit. I'll give him the partner nod on the way fucking by. Get that turd, motherfucker.
I knew Chris Farley.
All right. Remaining categories. I was going to say race. No. Bus, car, base, tire, and tree. That guy, your shot.
I got to go with tire because everyone knows if it has tits or tires, it's nothing but trouble.
Pearson Enterprises, Inc., LLC. I don't think you can be incorporated and be a limited liability company at the same time.
What if the name is Inc.?
It's an either or. Well, yeah, but they're not making fucking...
But what if you're a subcontractor?
Investigation number 133737.015. At 9:30 a.m. on March 1st, 2021.
So you're already two beers into the day.
Employee number one was inflating a Hoosier F5 10.0/27.0-15 race car tire.
Yes.
Yeah. Employee number one was standing on top of the rack of a car lift with the tire positioned underneath the car lift rack. That seems kind of a weird setup. Wouldn't you just stand next to the fucking tire?
So read that again, please.
Employee number one was standing on top of the rack of a car lift with the tire positioned underneath the car lift rack.
That makes no sense because you'd be standing above the tire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this tire, you might want to know, was not enclosed in a restraint or cage and was being inflated beyond its 40 PSI recommended pressure.
Ooh.
The tire broke free, hitting the car rack and ejecting employee number one approximately 8 feet onto the ground, killing him.
Oh shit.
Blammo.
He kind of deserved that for standing above it.
So, have I told you my story about tire busting?
Yeah.
Yes.
The guy that the femur? Yeah, broke his femur.
Both femurs.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
I just always have flashbacks.
Rewind to episode of season to hear that story.
You can remember back that far?
That shit sticks with you, dude. there was fucking bone and blood and fucking, it was scary shit. And there's fucking 16-year-old me over there going,
Somehow I picture your scream being more high-pitched like a girl.
I picture you looking the exact same, but a little bit shorter.
And hair. Please put your hair. I had a lot of fucking hair.
Was it curly?
And not like hair like that, motherfucker. Look at that stupid toupee over there.
That's not a toupee.
That is a toupee. You're not fooling anyone.
Those are crow feathers.
It's a whole-ass wig, not a toupee.
No.
I don't know why you guys think I wear a toupee, just because it...
I've always thought you wore one.
She's not making that up. Like, the first question she asked me when I introduced you guys is, does he wear a toupee? I said, no, that's... Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't help you get it fucking your haircut so you look like fucking
Mo?
Fucking
Just for Men.
No, what is the fucking tunnel dweller Mexican guy, the cartel guy? El Chapo.
El Chapo. Male Chapo haircut.
Didn't he wear a toupee?
I think he did.
Probably.
Oh.
All right.
His real hair got caught on the top of the tunnels.
Yeah, tire got blown up. He went 8 feet. So everybody at the shop heard this. Boom! Splat!
That's the end of the story?
Yeah.
Yeah. For him, it is.
Fines, fees, penalties.
Fines, fees, penalties. This Bingo. Guy. This guy.
Yes.
Do the initial and current penalty max.
No.
At $7,022.
No.
Hmm.
This guy really pre-gamed heavy. Look over at him. He's over there sloughed over to one fucking side and shit. Just fucking granite that eyes plastic, glazed over, man.
That plastic cup is like deformed at the bottom from all the...
Yeah, he pre-gamed pretty heavily.
All right.
We're about two more stories into him blacking the fuck out.
Still hasn't happened yet.
Current penalty was reduced from the initial penalty of $7,022. That guy?
Yes, sir.
More or less than $5,000?
Less.
More. $5,266.
I meant more.
Yeah, that guy got...
I'm dyslexic. I meant more.
It is
That's
true.
Like the best excuse.
Should we make a joke about inflation and how inflation kills people?
Oh, I see, because of the tire. All right.
Yeah.
Inflation's not a fucking joke anymore, man.
No shit. Okay, remaining categories. Research department gets to pick this time. Tree, face, car, or bus?
She's going to go with face, man, because she loves sitting on it.
Actually, I was going to go with face.
All right.
It was.
You're blushing. You're blushing really fucking bad.
So? Tell me you love me. All right. Erie, Pennsylvania.
If I can breathe first.
Is that next to the lake?
No, there's a town.
E-R-I-E, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Erie.
That'd be a fun place to live at Halloween when shit gets eerie.
Don't drink the water.
I thought it was Salem would be fun for Halloween.
Which one?
There's more than one.
You never been to Oregon, huh? By that big river in Idaho you've never seen before called the Snake.
She's seen the Snake River.
All right. Here's a company name.
The Des Moines River.
No, it's not. No.
Here's a company name for you. PID. P-I-D. LLC.
It's spelled PUD wrong.
Yeah. I guess if you write PID in cursive, it looks like PUD.
You know, it doesn't work when you read the story. Everybody's waiting for you. We're reading ahead, so it's just like fucking dead air.
I'm waiting for the eyeballs to catch up with the mouse. Okay, investigation number 120462.015.
I pregame.
You can't even tell I'm drunk.
I don't think you are.
At 6:30.
You were sweating getting that bitch running again. We drank and fucked around. You were fucking nervous as fuck over there.
He sweat all the alcohol out.
At 6:30 p.m. on September 26, 2019, an employee was attempting to put out... Wait a minute. This turned into a prostitution story.
Oh. Ooh.
Employee number one...
prostitution story.
That got her attention.
Employee number one was attempting to put on a numbered vest...
Was he a fucking prisoner?
...on a coworker walking a horse. So it... It's time to put on the vest on the coworker. Walking
to walk
a horse.
A horse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Coworker. Are you supposed to ride a horse?
Not if you're walking it. Not if you're entering the paddock area prior to a race.
That sounds like a jockey.
No, it's
no, the jockey rides them. The jockey don't walk them.
The coworker walks them. But you got to put a numbered vest on to walk a fucking horse, evidently.
So obviously you have the same number as the horse, so you know who you're with. It's like a NASCAR. Everybody wears the same uniform.
Oh, so you can't change other people's tires?
Can't change the hoof, the shoes on the horses.
It would behoove you to get your story straight.
That came out all wrong.
Employee
yeah,
number... And then we're back to fucking not being able to get it in. The employee number one's movement into the area startled the horse, and the horse kicked out. Yeehaw!
Yeah.
Employee number one was kicked right in the fucking face.
Oh, shit.
Employee number one was hospitalized for surgery for a broken jaw.
Honestly, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Think back to what we were talking about before when I said I got my tooth knocked out. It must feel like when you get kicked by a mule. Now this dude
Yeah. And you used a racist term for that guy to hit you, didn't you?
I did not.
Banana or pineapple or something.
Something Tom.
Tom gun or something, right?
Are you being called in?
Oh.
Are you being fired?
Life coach.
No. It says, can you run in and check the sampling autoclave if something is going on with it? Then I got another text. Never mind. Because I didn't get the first one. It's like, oh shit, did I miss a text?
What was the time lapse between the two messages?
8:17 and 8:56.
40 minutes.
Yeah.
Oops.
Hey, if you haven't signed up to Patreon yet, that guy really needs a supplemental income, so this may be the time.
And this guy needs a new bumper for his car.
Yes.
And we lost all credibility because now we no longer have an active maintenance person on the staff here.
Wow. Yeah, okay, let's go.
All right, initial and current penalty. This guy, do they match?
No.
Ooh.
Do you need to leave?
No, I'm talking him into wait until Monday. Because, well, you know, this is like the shitty part when you got to tell your boss that you're on call, but you're too fucked up to drive. So.
Well, don't tell him that.
Don't tell him that, because I could drive.
Manga had an ingrown toenail, and you had to rush over.
Manga
had
You had to suck the venom out.
Oh, no. No, fuck that. I'm going to drive drunk.
Okay. Now I got to take a break and rub one out.
Oh.
More drink time.
I got to pee.
Not the...
okay.
Research department needs to go potty.
All right. We're going to hit pause before we discuss penalties. You want to talk about penalties for this story we talked? Finish talking about 17
minutes. Let's finish this. My work issue is will be dealt with Monday.
That sounds like a self-resolving problem. Yeah, I'm sorry that you put your phone on mute when you were on call doing this shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Initial penalty 7,246. Current penalty was reduced to 5,072.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah. Categories. This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you got?
I'm that... this guy.
Oh. The whole guy thing kind of fucks with me.
Okay, we'll go with that guy. That guy?
Fuck
bus?
You, it pays to speak up.
Bus, car, or tree?
Car.
I can't believe nobody wants to know what the fucking tree race is.
I'm willing to bet it's like that fucking... Who's that dickhead that was in the Fast and Furious movies that ran to a tree?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No.
Tom Hanks?
Vin Diesel.
Paul Walker.
Yeah, him.
Oh, too soon.
Fuck. Too soon, my ass. He's been dead like 20 years.
And he was riding in the passenger seat. It was like somebody else's stupidity that fucking...
He was with his cousin.
Was his cousin's name Driver instead of Walker?
No, didn't do either one very well.
Yeah, it should have been...
Splatter.
Okay, investigation number 12046861204.
You're trailing off there.
86.015.
Looks like your toupee. You're sloughing off a little bit.
All right. Waterbury, Vermont.
Waterbury.
Speed Bowl Enterprises.
I like it already.
That's the company that made the bidet attachment I have.
Really?
No. Why don't we talk poo-poo trash? At 2:08 p.m. on September 1st, 2019. Two employees were standing behind the turn one concrete barrier wall of a racetrack overseeing the, quote, Tiger model, end quote, class automobile race. What the fuck is a Tiger model?
We'll put the research department on it. Tiger model automobile race.
Yeah, research break.
Are we supposed to talk to her?
Oh, you can.
There's a T in Tiger.
Tiger.
Oh, okay, all right. So Tiger is a Sunbeam Tiger.
Oh, those are fucking cool.
Yeah.
They had the 289.
Some of them did.
The good ones. Probably the ones that were racing.
Well, anyway, so that would be the Tiger race, would be the Sunbeam Tiger.
Oh, now I'm very interested. Employee number one was positioned to release race cars back onto the track after having come off the track for repairs during the race. Employee number two was positioned to be able to see.
That sounds like a British race, right? They got to stop the race halfway through to fix those piles of shit.
Employee number two was positioned to be able to see the racetrack to look for debris and notify the cleanup crew. Both employees were standing at the end of the barrier wall of turn one, approximately 56 feet from the start of the turn. That's how you know it's not in England.
Yeah, because it's feet.
The race was coming to the concluding last laps when the race cars approached turn one. Three cars approached turn one side by side and began to collide just prior to...
He's going for speed.
You want to hear this story or you want to sing a goddamn song?
Well, I'm kind of bored.
The outside race car was forced into the straight stretch barrier wall. The pressure from the two inside race cars on the outside... race car and the speed carried into the wall forced the outside race car to climb the straight stretch barrier wall. That's like, what's the difference between a horsepower and a torque? How fast you hit the wall versus how far you take it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the outside race car was climbing the barrier wall as it approached the barrier wall in turn one. The wall in the turn was connected to the leg bone, straight stretch wall, and tapered up to the height of 4 feet 5 inches and was 8 inches thick. The outside race car traveled up the taper of the barrier wall and breached the top of the wall, exiting the track airborne. The airborne race car then landed on the ground and I see what you're doing over there.
Yeah, we're bored as fuck.
I heard Sunbeam Tiger, then everything after that just...
Blah, 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 blah.
The
like
airborne
Charlie
race
Brown.
Car then landed on the ground outside of the barrier wall along turn one and traveled approximately 102 feet, striking both employee number one and employee number two. Employee number two was pinned beneath the race car and Employee number two was pinned beneath the race car and a second padded barrier wall in front of the observation tower adjacent to the pit area exit
gate.
Oh, man,
that would be so hot.
Employee number one was hospitalized to treat a fracture. Okay, the disc crashed, and that turned into a boring story, and there were no fines, fees, or penalties anyway. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it sucked.
Hashtag Sunbeam Tiger.
Who picked that category?
Some racist.
Main guy.
No, but I mean, like, the story. You picked it, bitch.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. No, she picked face, and then you were up, and you went for...
You did car.
Is that car?
That was car.
Did I pick that pile of dog shit?
You picked that pile of dog shit.
Fuck, that sucks. Somebody punched me in the fucking dick.
Gladly.
Why don't you go in the mirror and look at your reflection and your reflection in the forehead of your forehead damn. And the reflection in the mirror and see who really is to blame.
Why don't you shut the fuck up and read the next story?
Okay. Tree. Bus.
Tree.
Tree.
Bus. Bus.
Tree.
Bus.
Tree.
Bus.
Tree.
Oh, I hope the computer doesn't crash again. Haddon Landscape, Inc. Don Shula Drive. In Miami Gardens, Florida.
Oh, hold on. Who's Don Shula? I'm asking the two sports aficionados.
He was Bob
here.
Greasy's coach.
Oh, very good.
See, I pulled Bob Greasy right out, didn't I?
You've done some research. I like that.
And he also owned steakhouses after he retired from an NFL coach.
Team did he coach?
The Miami Dolphins, as I recall.
Yes, he did. And what's he most famous for?
Dan Marino.
No, he did coach Marino, but yeah. So the undefeated seasons was Don Shula.
Well, I thought he invented the sockla to put in the shula.
No.
Is he the one that hired the transvestite kicker that wanted laces out?
Shut up.
Okay. Oh, boy. Good boy. Oh, my God. Right on, howdy. We got penalties galore up the wazoo here.
All right. Let's do it.
Oh, this is a real
gem.
Well, read.
Okay. This is a honey.
Okay, this is a real fucking
peach.
We're
under time to rest because your thing keeps crashing.
Yeah, I know. The computer keeps taking a shit. Investigation number 136365.015. At 9:50 a.m. on June 16th, 2021.
2 beers into the day.
Employee number one was working as a foreman for a landscaping service. He and a co-worker were at a professional football team stadium. Probably the Dolphin Stadium.
It was a good call there. But yeah.
They were relocating.
Right there by Don Shula Drive. Makes sense.
They were relocating trees to prepare the stadium for a Formula One car race. The co-worker was operating a John Deere Model 554L wheel loader.
Oh, what's that look like? Well, we got the John Deere aficionado right here.
544L.
Hey, she still has to look it up.
And it's equipped with a tree boom to move the trees. And research break again.
Oh, she's stumped as fuck. She wasn't even paying attention.
Stump. That's a tree joke.
Yeah, she wasn't even paying attention.
Your bark is worse than your bite. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Wheel loader.
Are we really working on this?
I don't care. No, because that's wrong.
Why is it wrong? It's a 544L.
Oh, my bad.
That is a wheel loader.
All right. But it does not have the tree boom on it.
Oh, my
bad. So it can't move the trees?
No, it's got a scoop on it.
It's got a bucket on it.
Oh, my bad again.
The employee, Jesus Christ, employee number one had placed a steel rod through a tree with 18 inches of rod protruding from the tree at each end.
Oh, 18 inches of rod.
Employee number one had placed nylon rigging straps, that's rigging with an R, around the ends of the rod. Oh, fuck, I said the R word.
You said rod?
Rigging. Rigger?
Yeah.
Now he was this is the sentence. Now he was attaching the nylon straps around the top portion of the tree. To reach the treetop, he stood on a flat section on the wheel loader. The flat section was between the tree boom. Oh, Jesus Christ. You can write your own ending to this fucking story. The flat section was between the tree boom and the cab of the loader. The co-worker began moving the loader to get the employee closer to the tree. The ground was uneven, and the wheel loader shifted to the side when it went over a mound of dirt.
And here we go.
The co-worker was forced to move from his seat.
He was sitting down? Like, I just picture him standing up there, like, waiting to hook this boom up.
No, I mean, yeah, so...
co-worker, you can't be bothered to stand.
The employee
union job.
Employee union standing, job, yeah. Co-worker driving.
What?
The employee was up there standing, and the co-worker was driving.
So the bump made the guy move out of the seat of the loader.
Yeah, and in the process, he inadvertently pushed against one of the equipment controls, causing the tree boom to move into the direction of the cab. Employee number one was still standing between the tree boom and the cab.
No, not anymore.
The tree boom struck and pinned the employee against the cab of the loader, where he was crushed and killed.
Big tree boom.
The company's policy was for employees to access the treetops through. Oh, wow, they spelled that with two H's, and it's really fucking me up.
Through.
T-R-O-U-G-H-H. The use of an A-frame ladder for smaller trees and an extension ladder for larger trees. So they violated policy there by standing on the goddamn lift.
All this so you could do a Formula One race in Miami.
Yep.
Fuck Formula One.
It really fucked up that Las Vegas thing too, didn't it? That Formula One race. It killed a bunch of those fucking casinos because they couldn't enter the strip on the street side.
Man, you do not kill a casino unless your last name is Trump.
Initial penalty, $19,114. Was the penalty reduced, research department?
Yes.
Yes, it was reduced. Was it reduced to more or less than $15,000, this guy?
Less.
Less, yes, it was less. Was it reduced to more or less than $12,830, that guy?
Less.
12,834.
Like I was molested by the fucking tree dropper.
What a turd. I was molested by a certain millionaire on an island. But they won't release the list.
That son of a bitch.
You know what really bothers me about that whole Epstein thing?
What's that?
The lead singer of Duran Duran was on one of the flight logs of that airplane.
Well, just because you went over there and just because you were on the island does not necessarily mean that you partake in any type of the activities.
It makes me feel better.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's the big assumption. Because you're on this list, because you flew around with this... Okay, he's a dickhead, because that Epstein dude's a dickhead, so...
You get on the plane, you're not necessarily on a kid.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah. Maybe he just liked to watch.
They're dissolving.
What are they?
Candy corn.
You put candy corn?
Oh, fuck!
I don't have any peanut in
there.
It's like milky in there.
Oh, motherfucker.
Wow. That turned that Bud Light into a very sweet Hefeweizen.
Oh,
it's very cloudy.
Shut the fuck up. I see the candy corn sitting up there on the counter as we came through the kitchen, and I figured that your mother-in-law was eating the candy corn. But I should have known.
I can't get
better.
It out of the neck of the bottle.
Like, is a diabetic supposed to actually eat just a sugary orange fucking pile of fucking bird shit?
Yeah.
It's not sugar, it's plastic.
Closer to plastic, yeah. It's fucking disgusting.
I can't
get the microplastics cancel out the lead poisoning.
We got
That's the gayest thing I've ever seen.
That's good stuff, man. All right.
For those at home, he was fucking.
Candy corn teeth.
He was shoving the bottle down his throat to get the candy corns out.
Yeah. Tapping on the bottom, shoving the bottle down his throat. Finally got the candy corn out. Thought he was so great. Looked over with his candy corn where his teeth should be grinning with his toupee all fucking crooked up.
At least you're not saying shit. I put the bottle up my ass and tap my own bottom.
Well,
yet.
We don't know what happens when we leave.
That's true. You ever heard of a guy named Edward?
I know. Oh.
It's down the ist fucking fay. Okay, there's only one category left, and it's bus.
Let's do it.
So the back of the bus.
Oh,
don't be racist. River Falls, Wisconsin. Hey, that's where that Ed guy lived. Ed Gein guy lived in Wisconsin.
Ed Gein.
Ed Gein.
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 Who's that?
Sure, mass murderer.
Oh. Didn't he only murder like two people? That's not quite enough to be a murderer. Like,
well, he was a, what do they say, a creep?
Yeah, he's just a fucking creep.
Yeah. Skinned people and wore their women's suits. Made suits
only,
out of
I mean, it was only like two people, though.
No, but like he had dug up graves. And.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, there were like 9 or 10 graves he dug up, and he made like cereal bowls out of skulls and lampshades out of ribs and skin.
Fuck
and
you, really?
Seats. Yeah, he made a nipple belt.
A nipple belt.
Yeah. You ever see the pictures of Jim Morrison when he did the Unknown Soldier in the concert and he's wearing those black pants with that fancy belt and he goes bang and he falls down? It kind of looked like that, except they weren't silver. They were nipples.
Nipples.
Nipples, yeah.
A nipple belt.
A nipple belt.
The hell you say?
Honest, my hand to God.
That guy's turned on.
I would not mind a nipple belt myself. I'm a fan of nipples.
Hey, you know what? We went to that.
They don't have hair around them.
These ones had mold around them.
That was a moldy nipple belt?
Well, it's no, from I dead don't bodies.
Think, I don't think you have a... Oh, I thought you said mole.
Could you wash them? Scrub them down?
I don't know.
What did it look like?
Fucking 7 or 8 nipples sewed together with a buckle.
That few?
What?
That few?
I don't remember. I've seen pictures, but I didn't.
You've seen pictures of the nipple belt.
Yeah.
And you didn't share.
I'll share it with you.
I don't want
but
to.
But if you want to go down to Las Vegas and go in that Zach Bagans haunted museum.
I don't want to go.
He's got an Ed Gein room in there. Oh. He's got a picture. He's got a.
Obviously, you're like a fan of this guy.
He's got a picture frame with a piece of skin with a tattoo on it in it. And a pot.
What?
A pot that he was boiling the body parts and shit in.
Wow.
nasty. I wouldn't want to see that.
All right.
Not interested. I'm going to go down to Fremont Street and look at hookers' asses. That is a better time.
They still have hookers down there?
Hookers in Vegas.
Yeah, I've spent a lot of time in Vegas, and I've never seen a hooker.
You've never seen a hooker in Vegas?
No, but I've seen people handing out all those, like, nasty little things. And last time I was in Vegas, I stayed at the, I was in North Vegas at the Stratosphere, which is where, very close to Fremont Street.
Yes.
I never saw any hookers.
So he did have a corset made from a female torso, skinned from shoulders to waist.
Yeah, he had a shoebox full of vulva, like 9 vulvae.
What do you do with that?
Tuck it down your pants and pretend you got a cooch.
I would make the soles of my shoes out
9
of
vulvas in a
no,
shoebox.
No, you want loose shoes and tight pussy, not tight shoes.
No, those are soles that would never wear out. Because you could just pound the shit out of them, and they would, that's like a pig snout, never wear out.
Oh, he even had vulvas hanging off of a dress.
Guy was ahead of his time.
A belt made from female human nipples.
How many?
We covered that. Yeah, how many nipples?
Doesn't say.
Just a few.
Just says a belt.
Seven.
I think that'd be a lot more than 7 to get.
This dude is fucking, really?
Yeah, a lampshade made from the skin of a human face.
Yeah.
Fingernails.
See, it's creepier when you read it than he does.
Fingernails.
Well, she's not
from
masturbating.
Female.
Yeah, she's
fingers.
Not erect while she's doing it.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to hear no more. No more.
He was really ahead of his time because this was the 50s.
No more.
This was the 50s.
Yeah.
No
he
more.
Even kept one of the girls
no,
that he murdered. He kept their heart.
Yeah. Okay. That was it. That was in the pot.
Yep.
That's you can cool. go down to Zach Bagans' place and see
I'm not
that.
Going to Zach Bagans' place. I'm not interested.
It'd be cool if they
look,
turned
man,
the fucking lights
I know
on.
What you're doing here, so
okay,
just
let's
move
go
on.
To the bus.
Bus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rosa Parks store.
You want to take the bus to Zach Bagans' place?
No, I don't want to go there.
Okay.
You could have your own ghost adventure.
Okay, Wisconsin, as we already stated, investigation number
12622.015.
This investigation, I'll have you know, resulted in 2 inspections.
So they fucking went back for more?
Yep. Yeah. So inspection
shit.
Number 1475443 was for a firm that towed motor vehicles.
What time was this?
And inspection number 1482556 was for a speedway, a.k.a. automotive racetrack.
Fair.
So it was like a fucking shuttle bus from the parking lot to the...
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, according to this esteemed author, it was probably the case that the speedway was the primary employer and the towing company the secondary employer.
Got 2 jobs.
And he's able to do both at the same time?
At 9 o'clock Double p.m. Dipping. On May 15th, 2020, employee 9
p.m.?
Number 1. Yes.
That's a 12-er in.
Only 12?
By 9, yeah.
In the afternoon?
Central time.
P.m. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's 9 p.m. on May 15th, 2020. Employee number 1, a 62-year-old employee, was working as a track safety crew worker.
In Wisconsin, that's fucking, he's fucking 35 beers deep.
Yeah,
he's gonna, he's, be like,
he's
gonna be like the oldest man in Wisconsin
and
to not die of a
sober.
Heart attack.
Okay, was working as a track safety crew worker. Tough. Slipped on a brick of cheese and broke his fucking neck. He was working as a track safety crew worker at a clay track racetrack in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Was that like tennis where they play on grass or clay? They have a clay racetrack?
You look at me like I'm supposed to know this shit.
Well, you look like you've seen cars. You got kind of
yeah, I
like
cars.
Doc Holliday, motherfucker.
Cars that go around in circles do not interest me in the least.
All right. Prior to the incident, a race involving 8 school buses. Yes, a...
Were they short buses? Because that might interest that guy.
No, they were like full-size buses doing like a figure eight.
Okay, a race involving 8 school buses had been underway at the track. Near turn number 1,
there's
2 school buses collided.
There's some redneck shit right here.
The first, a Thomas Model 3800 77-passenger school bus,
I'm more adept to the Blue Jay bus.
That was weird how they broke that line. Okay, so it overturned onto the driver's side and partially onto the driver's side roof. You might be interested to know it did not completely turn over, as the front of the second bus had become lodged into the side of the first bus. The collision also resulted in a fire that ignited near the engine compartment of the first bus. This collision halted the race, and emergency response personnel and the track safety crew
That is a huge accident, considering
responded to the wreck.
20?
Yeah.
Track safety crew extinguished the fire on the first bus. To prevent any additional fire, employee number one was trying to disconnect the battery located on the first bus.
Why?
Well, you got 14 fucking people out there with fire extinguishers, and you got a crescent wrench in your hand. You're the dumb guy.
Well, I'm assuming it was just a set of dykes.
This was in Wisconsin.
He had a hammer. He had a hammer. Me break battery.
No, he had an adjustable hammer. It was a fucking crescent wrench. Me he was still banging on it like it was a hammer.
Me no can like lesbian. Employee number one would do this by accessing the terminals located within the battery box enclosure on the outside of the bus below the driver's seat. At this time, another track safety crew member attempted to dislodge the second bus by backing it away from the first bus.
Oh, it tipped over all the way.
When he did this, the first bus became unstable and tipped onto its side, crushing employee number one between the exterior framework of the bus and the clay racetrack. They could have just said squished him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Track safety crew members, along with emergency response personnel, immediately responded to the scene. Well, that's
shouldn't have they already been there?
Yeah, with the response personnel responded. That's nice. Yeah. And extracted the employee from beneath the first bus with an ice cream scoop and baggie. In spite of the life-saving attempts, employee number one died as a result of his crushing injuries.
Wait, so there he was pushed into the clay and the bus was on fire. So it just made a giant man-sized pot, basically?
Yeah. That's the basis of Western civilization. And he left bread in a pot that it rained and it turned into beer, and here we are.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, fines, fees, penalties.
Not a one.
None?
None.
No.
It's fucking hillbilly bullshit.
Well, I love fucking Wisconsin. That motherfucker was stupid and deserved to die. Fuck him.
Hell yeah.
Ah! Ooh. Did we learn anything tonight?
Yeah, don't use a hammer to try to put out a fire.
That was not part of it at all, but yeah.
No, research department with the funny and a girl.
So the second time on this entire podcast?
Yes. Yes.
Well, she's inadvertently funny all the time. She's got a fan club, I think.
Must be nice.
Oh, if they seen those titties, they'd be a fan club. I tell you what.
Funny enough, the fan club disappeared when she quit paying Patreon.
Her fan club?
So, yeah. Were you your own fan club?
Huh?
Yep. That's exactly what I thought.
What?
Hey, so for employee number one, the Industrial Accident Podcast, I have been Main Guy, the Grand Wizard. I've been joined by my co-host, this guy.
You asked us if we learned anything.
I know, because I know you didn't fucking learn a goddamn
thing. Well, I learned
thing.
A thing. Don't let you fuck with the computer, so it takes 6 hours to get this show out.
I'm just used to watching these lessons bounce right off your fucking gleaming forehead.
Dude, you'd have a gleaming forehead, too, if you take off that stupid fucking toupee.
Keeps my head warm.
Yeah. Winter's coming.
Yeah. You got to preserve those IQ points.
Winter's coming.
Winter?
I'm a real winner.
You know how much these cost?
How much
I said winter's coming.
How much does a toupee cost? Like, really? Like okay, like, well, when you bought that one, because right now that is like discount rack toupee.
No, I paid full price, but it was at the Army-Navy surplus.
Yeah, I mean, that is like...
It was $17. It's made out of used fishing line and doll hair.
Yeah, it looks pretty fucking good.
Here's a turtle-shaped one for $329.
A turtle-shaped toupee?
Yeah. What in the actual fuck?
See?
How come we ask her to look something up?
Yeah.
And she can't find shit.
And now she's
just on her own,
on
right
spot.
On it. She's a turtle shaped toupee.
Hey, you know how to take care of a turtle?
Give it a toupee?
Flush the toilet and the turtle will take care of itself. Turtle shaped toupee.
On with the show. All right, we're closing it out.
We're closing out. This is the end.
Well, now we got one more story. But well, if you want to hear
but
it.
But that's after.
Yeah. You got to go to Patreon.
So we got to do more of this shit tonight?
He one. Did like, he did, he goes, gotta go to Patreon. Looks like Dr. Steve Brule.
I am fucking drunk. I got called into work and missed that.
Yeah. You're not, don't worry.
There's going to be some paperwork Monday. I tell
you're
you
not going to get called into work again. We're employee number one in industrial
they already they know the secret, man.
I've been main guy. I've been joined by my co-host, this guy.
You got to say your name.
Peter
Winkler. That's Henry's brother. And that guy.
Avin Shag.
Oh.
Avin Shag.
I thought you were having a good time.
That's coming. I'm going to be Avin for a little while. I guarantee
right.
you that.
All right. Research Department, thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay. For those of you... first, before I read the next story for the people that pay on Patreon, I got to say good night, Pukes.
Good night.
Thanks for listening.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Go to the store, pick out some shirts, get some, what else we got there for merchandise? We got hats?
Oh, just a bunch of different shirts. So they
just
like
some shirts with some logos.
Stickers?
There's no stickers. We don't
just
have
shirts.
They can
we're
pick
getting stickers printed though, right?
There's a couple different black t-shirts.
Of course they're black.
They can get a, they can pick their color. I think there's black and gray.
What other colors are there?
And then they can there's 3/4 sleeve like the baseball shirts. Remember those cute things? Remember?
Yeah,
like the different color sleeves,
retro stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So they can get those white with black sleeves, white with red sleeves, or white with gray sleeves. Then there's women's tank tops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh, and then there's hoodies. The hoodies seem overpriced.
How much are they?
Fuck,
actually, if they're $40, that is not overpriced.
If they're of quality.
Well, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have a store. Support this shit by sporting our shirts. Visit bonfire.com/employee1podcast. That's bonfire.com/employee1podcast. Visit us on Instagram at employee1podcast. Once again, employee1podcast. And on Facebook at employee1, the Industrial Accident Podcast. And drop us a line at employee1podcast@gmail.com. That's employee1podcast@gmail.com. I'm Brad Vertisement. Thanks for listening.